glad to have you tuned in today. Let's go ahead and get started with some things. And I want to tell you this because this is the title of this is The Best Day Ever Part 2. I want to know how you did yesterday. How was your day yesterday? And was it a good day? Was it a good eventful day? Did you sin a lot? Did you get your sin life under control? I hope so. I want to tell you something, that where you are in your life right now, where you are exactly, it's like I was telling Christy this yesterday. All the years in radio, you know, the years of college, the years in banking that I spent, and the 31 years of ministry that we've been involved in has brought us to this place where we are right now in life. And so what you've done over the years and the things that you've learned over the years have brought you to where you are today so that God can use you. And that's what's really exciting. And so, you know, I think about, you know, playing a song this morning, and yeah, and it was a little bit rough, but we got it, and tomorrow will be better. But it's amazing. I used to come on the radio with that song. Here's a little good news. Back in the 80s. Isn't that crazy? Back in the 80s. So I hope you're doing well. And like I said, we want to hear your comments. If you've, if there was something, some kind of challenge you had yesterday in the workplace, but you didn't roll your eyes like you normally do, like we talked about, then tell me about it. And I'll pass the word word along. I also want to let you know that when you go to the Pulse Gasaway, it will. There's a little button there that'll show turn on notifications when live. I encourage you to turn that on there so that people will know that, and you'll know that when we go live, you'll be there with us. And because I know that there's people that want to watch, and sometimes I'm not on a normal schedule like most people are. Sometimes it may be 8:30, sometimes it may be 9 o'clock, whatever. Got a dear friend of mine, his name is Andy. And Andy runs the Rice Bowl in Cross Lanes, West Virginia. And Andy's a wonderful guy, and they're wonderful people there. And they have, I think the buffet is shut down right now, but you can do call-in, and you can, like, go up to the window there and order some Chinese food. I know it's like you probably haven't even had breakfast yet, and I'm talking to you about lunch. But anyway, so Andy's a buddy of mine, and occasionally he'll get stuck and need a little help doing some deliveries. So I am headed to, where am I going today? I'm going down into Kentucky today. Let's see, where am I going? I got to think about this for a second. I'm going to Ashland today. I'm going to Ashland, Kentucky today because he needs help getting some Chinese food down there. So we're going to go down there and feed a bunch of doctors and be able to help them. But I want to encourage you to stop by or order some Chinese food from Andy because it's tongue-slapping, foot-stomping, hallelujah-shouting Chinese food. It is so good. Maybe since I said that, he'll become a sponsor. The morning show and Chinese food, absolutely. It's the best thing in the world. It definitely will keep you from being hungry, that's for sure, no doubt. I read to you yesterday over in Deuteronomy 28, verse 2, I keep going back to that, that if we diligently seek the Lord, then he will bless us. God is faithful. I found out yesterday a car that we owned was paid off yesterday, and I say thank you, Jesus. So anything that we have wheels in our family, in our fleet, they're paid for. And, you know, I am thankful for that. I really am. I have no pride at all on that, but only pride in Jesus to know that he's helped us to do that. But if you and I will diligently seek him, then he will bless us and he will help us. Good morning, Kristen. I hope you're doing okay. John Sandy, good morning to you. Yeah, you can come down here and run the show if you want to. That'd be fine. And I'll just stay in bed, get my beauty rest. I was watching this morning, you know, one of the notifications that I get on Facebook is Mark Lowry. And Mark is absolutely one of the funniest men around. And he's lives down in Houston. And I think the guy just got out of bed and turned his phone on, and his hair was a mess, and it's just kind of funny. But I guess, you know, if people just want to be real about that, I guess they possibly can. Well, let's get going. because I know you got things to do today, but we want to have our morning Bible study. So let's pray. Jesus, we love you today. God, we thank you for who you are and for what you're doing. God, we pray in Jesus' name that you'll just lead us and guide us and direct us in the study today. And we give you thanks and we give you praise and we give you honor because it's in Jesus' name. Amen. Title of the message about the best day ever, part two. Let me just kind of recap yesterday what we talked about. Psalm 118, 24 says, "This is the day that the Lord has made. No matter what goes on, this is the day that the Lord has made." And so, you know, I mentioned to you yesterday about the hurricanes that are coming up through Houston and that area. You know, it's like, it's still, this is the day that the Lord has made. If you lose a lost loved one, if you lose a loved one, this is the day that the Lord has made. You know, if you're struggling financially, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And it's hard for us to, you know, to think about that. But I'm going to give you a couple other scriptures. Look, if we either have a choice to either believe God's word or not, because God's word will free you. God's word will set you free from anxiety, addiction, any kind of things. But let me go back to this. And I shared this yesterday because I think that it's very important that you know and the people that are watching that are on here. Stop owning the addiction. Stop owning the sickness. My cancer, my depression, my anxiety. Let me explain to you why. Because God didn't give that to you. God didn't make you sick. God didn't give you sickness. God didn't give you an addiction. God didn't give you anxiety. God did not give you depression. God did not give you anything that's bad. God doesn't do that. God is a God of peace. God is a God of love. And God is a God of victory. Let me give you 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 57. It talks about victory in Christ. You and I are victorious through Christ. And we need to hear that on a regular basis in our lives because it's true. It's true. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, let me read it to you again. It says, "But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." And then I said to you this, I was thinking about this driving up the road. I don't think we hit this hard enough yesterday in verse 58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that you are laborers, that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. So here's the thing. We have to come to the place in our mind, in our lives, that enough is going to be enough. I'm not going to put up with this anymore. I'm not going to put up with this struggle anymore. I'm not going to put up with the heartache anymore. I choose life. And see, that's what we have to do because we choose life and have it more abundantly. See, John 10:10, he says, "The devil, the lie, to kill and to destroy. But Jesus said, I come to bring life and for you to have it more abundantly." And if you're not living the abundant life, let me tell you something. Keep listening because there are so many things that you can do to have that abundant life. And abundant life is not having millions of dollars. The abundant life is walking in all the light that Jesus wants you to walk in. But he says, "But give thanks to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." So tell yourself, I'm walking in victory today. I'm not going to sin today. I'm going to walk in faith today, and I'm going to be steadfast, and I'm going to be unmovable, and I'm always abounding in the work of the Lord. See, he didn't say that I'm always abounding in the work of the Lord when I feel like it. He didn't say that. He didn't say that I'm always abounding in the Lord when I'm in a good mood. He didn't say that I'm always abounding in the Lord when it's payday. You know, let me tell you something. God is moving in your life even when you do not think that he is moving in your life. He is there. He is there and wants to help you because he loves you. He cares about you. Good morning, Donna. Hope you're doing all right. Billy, hope you're doing well. Jessica, good having you with us today. And thank you all for tuning in to the Pulse WV Live. And I am John Fowler from the Connect Center down in Taze Valley, West Virginia. I want to encourage you to go over to our YouTube page. I got to tell you, let me just stop there just for a minute. we have like, I've got like 2,400 friends on Facebook. And, you know, where you're in ministry and you preach at places, people send you a friend request. And a lot of them you don't know, and a lot of them you do, but they follow you and you appreciate that. Then we have YouTube, and we have like 59 subscribers. And I'm thinking, I can't believe that. That's crazy. All the friends I have, and we have 59 subscribers. And so I encourage you to go over to our YouTube page, The Pulse Gasaway, or the Pulse Winfield Live, and subscribe to those. Because we know, and we put everything over there. You know, we put everything that's on Facebook over to YouTube. Then we're also on Spotify, and we're also on Google Play, and we're also on Apple Podcast. So this podcast will be out there here in just a little bit, as soon as I get back to the house before I go to Ashland. So I appreciate everything that you do, and we are looking at expanding our broadcast range so that we are going to YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all at the same time. So God help us to figure that out. If I'm having trouble playing a song this morning, imagine what that would be like, but we'll get it. So I want to go back to this. So thanks be to God, which give us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And be unmovable, unshakable. Let me tell you something. You can change your circumstances. You can change your situation. You can change it. You have the power, because Jesus Christ lives inside of you, to change your circumstances. You know, if you're always broke, change the circumstance. The definition of insanity is to keep doing the same thing and expect a different result. What are you going to do to be blessed? Well, I need to have 3 jobs. Who said that? The Bible says in Deuteronomy 28, verse 2, if we diligently seek Him, He is going to bless us. If we tithe, He is going to bless us. Now, I will tell you this, you will struggle financially if you don't tithe. You will struggle financially if you don't tithe. You say, well, I do tithe, and I still struggle financially. Well, Jesus said that He would rebuke the devourer, and you are going to be blessed. And you've got to hold on to it, because in due season you will reap what you sow. If you reap corruption, if you sow corruption, you will reap corruption. If you sow righteousness, then you will reap righteousness. Whatsoever, you're always sowing and you're always reaping. And so I really want to encourage you to get into those scriptures and learn. Okay, let's go to the next scripture. The next scripture is Romans 8:28. And this is a wonderful scripture. It's a scripture that I know can help you. I went back to actually having the real Bible in my hand. I actually preach like with my iPad, and I have like the Bible there and on my iPad and that kind of thing. But I actually went back to the real Bible. Let me tell you why. Because sometimes you get into a scripture that maybe the electronic version doesn't show, and you may miss something. But if you have the Bible in your hand, then you can go back and you can look at and say, wow, okay, I see that scripture too. And I've done that many, many times. Okay, here we go. It's Romans 8:28. It says, and we know that all things work together for good of them who love God, and to them who are called according to His purpose. Well, we can go a long way with this one. Now, this is to help you to have a better day ever, the best day ever, part 2. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. That means the good, that means the bad, and that means the ugly. God uses those things for your good. Here's what He says. For we know that in all things together, all things work together for the good of them who love God, and to them who are called according to His purpose. Who's called? We're called. Well, you say, oh, I don't do anything. I'm a Christian, but I'm not doing anything. You got to get busy. You've got people in your family that are going to hell, and you know it, and you need to tell them about Jesus. Get them saved. You need to lead them to Jesus. And you say, well, I don't know how to do that. That's a preacher's job. No, that is our job. My job is to feed the sheep so that you can go out and you can share Jesus. I can win souls to him, and I have won souls to him, but the church needs to get busy winning souls for the kingdom of God. We have people that are going to hell, and you could be the one to pull them out of the burning house. Now, let me give you an example. Okay, let's say, for an example, that you have a family member and their house is on fire. Now, are you going to drive by the house with it being on fire? Or are you going to stop by and are you going to help? Well, let me tell you something. If they're lost, their house is on fire. Their house is on fire if they're lost and you're driving by there and you're not talking to them about Jesus. Wow. That's heavy stuff, isn't it? You and I do that. We do that a lot, and we've got to be careful not to, because time is so short. Time is so short. So we all know that these things work together for to the good of them who love God and to them who are called according to his purpose. Okay, here's the thing. You were created for the purpose of God. You were created for his purpose. God created you to work for him. I'm not saying go out and quit your job. I'm not saying anything like that. What I am saying is that he wants you to work for him in the workplace. He wants you to work for him at the ball field. I coached soccer for years. Pastor Jay Mason and I did. We coached soccer for a long time. You know the discussions that we've had on the soccer field with people? And with those boys that we used to coach and tell them about Jesus. And I remember one time Christy was witnessing to a lady and telling her about Jesus during the soccer game. I remember that. But see, we just assume that, hey, baby, hey, Lindsay, I got Ari a little tricycle yesterday, and it's just the cutest thing. I'm telling you, she is just a doll baby. She's learning how to ride it. And it's just a little thing, and she's so cute. She's my buddy. So anyway, you can win souls wherever you are at the workplace. You say, well, you know, I don't want to be controversial towards people. I don't want to, have a controversy going on with people. So, I just don't want to make waves. Well, then let your family members or let your coworkers go to hell. It's what you're doing anyway. It's not your responsibility, is it? Let's go back there and see. Because I think it is. I think it is our responsibility. Now, the Bible tells us that that a man needs to be drawn by the Lord, but We call in people from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Here's what he says, the Great Commission in Matthew chapter 28. Here's what Jesus says in verse 18. Let's go here. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Okay, Jesus lives inside of us. I'll give you something else here. He says, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Now see, a lot of people take that particular scripture in verse 20. Literally, they say, well, that's why I don't fly in airplanes. And I said, well, why? They said, because he says, lo, I'm with you always. And I'm thinking, really? Lo, I'm with you always. Yes. Yes, Lord, help us. So that's your joke of the day from the comedian pastor. But he tells us that all power is given unto him, which means that we have all power too because of heaven. Let me give you something here in just a second. I've got to find it. I got to find this scripture here. Well, Okay. Sometimes you got to look for something. I love Google. Let me tell you something. I'll go to Google to find a scripture. You know, Google knows where the scriptures are. You just got to know how to ask for them. Okay, let me give you this scripture. He says, okay, in Matthew 28, he tells us to go. You can't spell go without God. And then he tells us in John chapter 14, in chapter 14, verse 12, he says this, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he also do, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto the Father. And then he says, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified. Verse 14 says, if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Wow. All righty, where are we going with this one? Okay, so you remember how we were talking about your addiction? We were talking about your depression. We were talking about your cancer. We were talking about your this, your that. Remember how I was talking yesterday to you? And if you haven't heard it, go back and listen to the podcast from yesterday or the YouTube, or the, you know, not the YouTube, but the Facebook post on it yesterday. What you have to understand something is this. You have power. You have power because here's why. He says, and here's the Holy Spirit. This is the going into after verse 14, if you ask anything in my name, I'll do it for you. If you love me, keep my commandments. And he says, I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he will abide with you forever. See, what we fail to understand in God's word is that we have the power to be able to set the captives free. We have the power to raise the dead. We have the power to set the captives free, to heal the sick. That's what he told us to go do. And it goes back to Romans 8:28, those that are called to my purpose. This is his purpose. His purpose, but here's the problem. If the church can get free, come on now, don't shout me down here. If the church can get free of bondage, if the church can get free of bondage, if we can get free of the things that possess us, then we can walk in victory. We can go out. I mean, let me ask you this. Okay, you've got somebody that's bound that you're going to go pray that they're free, but you're bound yourself. So you got two bound people praying for freedom. I mean, it's kind of contradictive if you ask me. So God wants us to be free. God has called you, everyone that's watching today, he has called you to be free. He has called you not to be in bondage. And here's the thing, I go back to this, you either believe it or not, either believe the word of God or not. Now here's what he says. Verily, verily, I say unto you that he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go to the Father. That means everything that Jesus did in the scripture. Hey, Susie. Good morning, Tom. Hope you all are doing well. And we've seen some great posts of Sydney, and we're just really excited for her and softball, and we love you all. The scripture that I'm reading is over in John chapter 14, and what he's talking about here is he is saying to each one of us, greater works than these shall he do. So it goes back to Romans 8:28, that we are called for his purpose. So if we are called for his purpose, then greater things will we do. And then he also says, but the key word there is if he that believes on me. Wow. A lot of people pass right back over that. He that believes on me, the works that I do, you shall do also. Wow. We hardly ever hear people talk about, what they talk about in a prayer request or what they talk about in a testimony is they talk about the bad things that happens. Oh, pray for me. My big toe's out of whack. The gout's really got me this time and blah, 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 and all this kind of thing. And I'm not telling you to deny that those things don't exist. But let me tell you something. The Bible tells us The Bible tells us, if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it for you. Here's what he says. I'm going to quote this by memory. If you abide in me and I in you, whatsoever you ask in my name, I will do it. You have to abide in Jesus. Now, let me go back to Deuteronomy 28, verse 2. It says the same thing. If we will diligently seek him, then great things will he do in us. Good morning, Connie. Hope you're doing well. Thank you for praying with us on our nightly prayer. We appreciate that so much, of you being a part of that and blessing our church like you do. So we have an internet church now. We have a church that people watch and people give. People are being blessed, and we're very thankful, and we don't take that for granted at all. But what we have to do is we have to understand something. Because we diligently seek him, because we are called to his purpose, Romans 8:28, then all things, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Let me tell you something, you can do all things. That means you can do it. That means you can beat the addiction. That means you can beat the struggle. Here's the thing, you're already delivered because of the cross. Jesus died on the cross for you so that you could have life, and so that you could have it more abundantly, and so that you can be free. Have it more abundantly. Isn't that amazing? That you can have the abundant life. That is what will make you have a great day, because you say, I choose to live the abundant life. And that's walking in all the light that God gives you. I know there's so many different areas that we could take this today, but we have to abide in him. That's what he tells us. And I love the book of John. Man, it's so good. You know, if you're a new Christian, do not start in Genesis. Go over to the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and get those things that Jesus said in there. And what I'm reading to you is in red. So let me ask you this. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father will be glorified in the Son. If ye ask anything in my name, I will do it for you. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? I do. I do believe that. Christy and I are believing God to be debt-free. We are believing God to be debt-free. We're getting ready to buy Christy a brand new car, and we're paying cash for it. Because I am believing God that we're going to pay cash for it. I am believing God that we're going to do that. You know why? Because his word says, whatsoever I ask, anything, then he's going to do it for me. He's going to heal your body. He's going to set you free. He's going to deliver you. And I'm thankful. I'm thankful. I'm thankful for what God is doing in your life and what God is doing in my life. So I leave you with that today, because I don't want to put you into brain overload. I want you to re-listen to these things. Re-listen to what I'm teaching you, because it's very important. It's very, very, very important. And so I want to encourage you today to walk in all the light that Jesus has given you, because he loves you and he cares for you. Let me pray for you today. We'll do it again tomorrow at around between 8 and 9, around that time. Jesus, we love you today. We give you thanks today. We give you praise today, because it's just your power. Father, I pray for people that are struggling this morning. Father, I just want to encourage them. I just want to encourage you that you are going to make it. Today is the best day ever for you. Start telling yourself that. Start encouraging yourself. I pray, Father, for every affliction, every sickness to be gone in the name of Jesus. And Father, I pray in Jesus' name for people to be healed and people to be delivered and set free. And I thank you for it. I praise you, God, for it, because of who you are. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, hope you have a great day. I'm going to leave you with this song. I'm going to try to get this right. I'm going to try to get this right. I think we can. I think we can. I'm gonna try to play you one song on the way out here, and it's I love this song. I loved Glenn Campbell. Glenn Campbell left. He left this world for heaven. He was saved, and we played this the other day on the show. Try a little kindness. Have a good day today, and try to show a little kindness. And listen to what Glenn says about this.
Close it out with a song a friend of mine wrote called.